Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. It's Nick at the Black Sheep.
Hey, Nick. I apologize. I meant to say a payoff letter for Can Capital, so we know how much we are paying them off. And then
yeah, I emailed that to you yesterday. It was in part. I sent an email with you with all the bank information, my ID, and the bank. And I forwarded the Can Capital.
Was it the contract or the actual payoff letter?
I forwarded the payoff letter that they. Hold on a second. I'll tell you when I sent it.
I'll locate it. And then the last thing would be just the month-to-date statement for August.
I sent that to you, too, through end of July, 3 days ago.
And
I don't understand what you're still looking for. Hold on a second. You have all this.
I am looking right now.
Let's just see. CO letter, let's see. So the Can Capital letter that came to me, I forwarded to you 2 days ago.
That was
August, yesterday, August 2nd.
Forwarded.
It's got the payoff amount with a discount, wiring instructions, everything you need.
Okay, actually I did. I sent that over to underwriting already. I'm sorry, there's just so many documents going on here.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that we're all set.
And you got my statements through the end of July. Isn't that all you need?
Correct. They wanted it actually up to August 3rd, the month to date.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You asked me 2 days ago for the end through to July. Now you're asking me for something more?
Well, initially, we thought that was going to fund that day, so we wanted the most up-to-date bank statement, and that would have been that day. Since it has taken a little bit longer, they just wanted to look at the activity up to today. We've had customers in the past that, not saying that you would do this, but have gone and gotten funded from other places and taken money from us as well. So we just want to check and make sure that bank statements are all there and current and everything's good.
Well, listen, it's a little frustrating on my end. I think you're a professional banker, right? You need
Correct.
To tell me what you need. I'm busting my ass on my days off to get you what you need, and then a day later, I'm hear that I need more stuff, and then Dennis is going to call me, but Dennis doesn't call me. Nicole calls me, and she doesn't know everything, and she's like, "Well, I don't really know that answer, and I don't really know that answer. I can't reach you. I can't reach Dennis. He never calls me back, even though you told me Dennis was going to call me."
And
so
I'm, sir. You know what?
I'm getting ready to pay you like $46,000 worth of interest over about a year, which is almost usury. And you can't tell me what documents you need to finish your paper. I'm sorry,
Nick,
you're busy. I'm really busy too. I'm really busy.
I'm trying to tell you right now, actually. Okay, we need a month to date to this date. That's what we need.
I gave it to you 2 days ago.
You gave me the month to date for August 3rd.
No, to the end of July. You, I can look at your email. You said, what I need now is the end of the month through July. So I gave it to you.
Correct. And I have that. What you had said, asked Nicole, was you were curious about other documents that are needed to complete this transaction.
I wasn't curious about it. She suggested that there might be more documents. And I'm like, well, when is this going
to
end? I've sent you everything.
I sent you
my assigned agreement. You have my assigned agreement. I signed it.
Trying to make this end today. And what we would require is that month-to-date statement to August 3rd, and that's it.
Unbelievable. I'm on my day off. I'm at home. I now have to go back to the bank. I got to get through, 2 days worth of stuff to you?
You know what, let's see if we can try it without it. The only thing is I'm not lying to you.
I'm asking you for money.
I'm concerned that this is going to hold you up, and I don't want anything to hold up you being funded.
No, and I've been trying to do everything you've told me, and I'm being honest. I'm a little frustrated that every day when I think I'm done, you just emailed me saying I need an on-deck payoff amount. I don't do any business with on-deck.
Yeah,
so this is on you. This is on you. You've got to get a little more organized here.
Nick, I'm trying to wrap this up for you, and I apologize.
I understand, but I don't do any business with On Deck. So I don't know where you got that from.
I'm sorry. I was in the midst of sending you an email right now saying I apologize. I meant Can Cap, and then you had called, so I wasn't able to send that to you.
But the thing is, you're asking me for something that I sent you yesterday. I already sent it to you. You have it.
Okay. I'm going to locate everything, get it over to underwriting. I just got a note that's saying that your deal is in funding, so they are wrapping it up. I'm just trying to make sure that it happens today.
That would be great. So when it happens, what does that mean when it happens today? What else do I have to do?
That they wire the funds into your account today. I'm trying to make
sure. Okay, you guys are going to wire funds to CAN Capital, right?
And the remaining balance into your account.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm sorry to be upset, but, you know, you're asking me for things that I've already sent you.
I understand. I just want to make sure this happens today. I know that you've been waiting forever, so I'm just trying to make sure there's no hiccups.
Okay, so if when I hang up the phone here, am I done? Do I have to run to my bank and get you 2 days worth of, you know? Okay. All right, so what I'm going to expect is that there's going to be some wire into my account for the difference between the funding amount and what you paid off CAN Capital.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you.
So I'm just waiting for updates, and as soon as I receive those, I will, you know, would you like me to call you or email you with those updates?
Email's the best because I don't have phone service, reliable phone service where I'm at. So just email me that everything's cool or not.
And I apologize for your frustration. I can understand
it. I appreciate
it.
That.
Yeah, and I really understand where you're coming from as well. You know, and the last thing I want to do is create more frustration for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right, I'll look for an email. Otherwise, I'll expect the wire.
Yeah, well, I'll email you when the wire is happening, just so you're
not
waiting around. Okay?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, Zach. Bye.